we've celebrated the opening of, the establishment of the bubble with New Zealand adequately. It's a big deal, even though we're having to wait too long. You might have heard Michael Cormack in the studio yesterday say, we're not getting the first Air New Zealand flight onto the Cairns tarmac till the 7th of June, which is a bit disappointing given what you saw on your television screens last night with them all pouring out into the terminals in Brisbane and Gold Coast. But this was the headline in the Courier Mail yesterday: break out the bubbly, we're winging it. Queenslanders will be able to travel freely overseas for the first time since the beginning of the pandemic as the two-way travel bubble with New Zealand officially opens today. That was yesterday, of course. Look, it's an important breakthrough. It really is. It's the beginning of something big. I noticed it was announced on television last night as the first two countries to establish a bubble anywhere in the world. So it certainly is time for celebration. I've got Margie Osmond on the line. I bet she was celebrating. She's the Chief Executive Tourism Transport Forum. Hello, Margie.
Good morning, John. Yes, I was doing my happy dance.
It's wonderful news, isn't it? Given the length of this damn pandemic and the impact it's had on our tourism industry and all those who work in it, just how important a breakthrough is it?
Look, you know, you and I have talked about this before. You cannot underestimate the importance of confidence. And what this does is say to everybody, look, we can do this. This is pretty impressive. Let's see how this goes. Let's get some proof of concept going in terms of managing the border situation. Then we can start looking at other bubbles. Yeah. So it's really important from that point of view.
Interesting, with the Deputy Prime Minister in studio yesterday, he didn't come in to talk about tourism, but if you come to Cairns at the moment, given the problem with unemployment of people who want to get back into the industry, of course, it had to turn to tourism. He did seem to underline the importance of getting that connection between Cairns and Singapore going. Now, it's not Silk Air anymore, it's Singapore Air. And in the past, we've had, I think, three services a week, if I remember rightly. And I'm just wondering, do you hear any rumblings about when that might happen? I mean, we hear people talking about Japan. They've got to get an Olympics over the line yet. They've got about 30,000 cases of COVID over there or whatever, so they've got a lot to achieve. But Singapore has got a pretty good record. What are you hearing about the chances?
Oh, look, Singapore is a country and an airport and aviation industry that the Australian industry, and government have been working with probably for the last 8 or 9 months. So in a similar way to the Australia New Zealand piece. I mean, we submitted the plan for that, which was a co-worker piece between us and the New Zealanders back in May last year. Mm. These things unfortunately take time, especially with the uncertainty around the virus. But if it's any comfort to you, John, the work has been going on for some time with Singapore. So this won't be a case of when governments decide it's a good idea, we all have to scramble. The work's being done and has been being done for quite some time. And I think it would be fair to say that Border Force and Home Affairs here in Australia have a very strong relationship in Singapore. Mm. So I think that's going to make things a lot easier.
Could they be next?
I think, yes, they are very likely to be next. Mm. They're a very sophisticated market with a very sophisticated aviation system and airport structure. The difference is, of course, they're a hub destination, whereas we're kind of a terminus destination.
Yes.
You know, you come here and you're not going any further. I think the issue for me, though, is I'd really like to see those flights and access from New Zealand in particular into northern Queensland sooner rather than later, because we know that with New Zealanders, in the normal course of events, when they come to Australia, it's because they're visiting great Auntie Nellie. It's all about visiting friends and family. The only sort of exception to that really is that they have a great propensity to head for the sunshine and go to Queensland. Mm. So there's a big opportunity for Queensland in this space. And, you know, Leanne Coddington and her team from the Destination Agency in Queensland have been very cleverly marketing in New Zealand for quite some time to make sure that they get that result.
Now, Margie, you've just touched on a very important point, the status of Singapore as a hub destination. Now, we might be able to open up a bubble with Singapore, but is there a way at all we can access travellers out of Europe? I can't imagine that will be possible for a considerable time.
Well, there is some sort of process around how you might quarantine people in Singapore so that they could come from Europe to Singapore, potentially quarantine there and then fly into Australia. Yep. All these things are possible.
Yep.
They're probably made possible by the size and sophistication of the Singaporean system and their airport. But, you know, that has some possibilities too. And I would have thought that even if it's not Europe, certainly the UK. I mean, honestly, John, I know we've talked about this before as well, but who would have thought 6 months ago that we'd be talking about the UK as being the paragons of management in this exercise in terms of vaccination?
Sure.
So you may very well see that the UK is much higher on the list than it's been previously, and there may be a way of routing that through Singapore to bring those people down under.
Isn't it great? At least we're talking about it. By the way, the New Zealand deal, I think it's only 6 months, isn't it? The Auckland to Cairns return. It's the seasonal version. That's how it worked before, and I think that's how it's organised for the moment.
That's how it's worked previously. But if there's one thing we know, the world is now a different place.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, this may be an opportunity, in fact, to extend that normal season, because there will be pent-up demand for people wanting to travel and feel a bit of warmth. Mm. And I think the deeper the New Zealanders get into a New Zealand winter, the more you're going to see of that. Mm.
By the way, Auntie Nellie's just called in and complained, what's Margie got against me enjoying my son and daughter visiting from Auckland?
Well, nothing at all. I'm very fond of great Auntie Nellie. And I just like to think that when visiting friends and family come in here, they go out and spend some money in some restaurants and spread a little joy around the Australian economy.
Yeah, great to talk to you, Margie. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Take care.
Chief Executive Tourism Transport Forum, Margie Osmond.